My son Grant was 19 years old when he took his own life. He'd been struggling with chronic depression on and off throughout his teenage years. And then when he turned 18, it really turned into bipolar disorder, a very severe form of that illness.
At what point did you begin to recognize it?
You know, in his senior year of high school, his behavior really changed. And that's a key to look for in a young mm-hmm. person, because young people by nature are, you know, they have mood swings. They have unusual behavior, to say
the least. It's a difficult time as a teenager.
It's a difficult time as a teenager. So, you know, when you see a drastic change in a teenager's behavior, though, they start to do risky things. Alcohol and drugs may suddenly become a part of the picture, especially when a teenager's grades start to drop. We jump to, you are not applying yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We jump to discipline, and we should maybe say, wait, is there something else? Is there an underlying cause here? Is there a medical condition? Which depression is.
Is there a reason parents don't see it? Is it because of a lack of awareness about the signs, or perhaps it's just the unwillingness to think, no, this couldn't be my child?
Oh, both, Sam. We really, as parents, don't want to think that something could be wrong with our children. We don't want them to get sick. We really don't want their hearts to be broken or their spirits dashed in disappointment in any way. But mental illness seems to have a murky mystery about it. We don't understand it. So denial is huge in parents. So that's part of it. If we don't know the symptoms, then we really are driving with no tools here of what's going on.
In your son's case, was it the result of any one specific event, or was this just something internally that had been developing over time?
Depression is can be caused by a number of factors. Stressful life events, like a divorce in the family, a loss of a relationship, even financial problems in the family, stressors, abuse, bullying, neglect, poverty, all these things can be very stressful in the life of a teenager and can lead to depression. It can be genetic, and it can be a result of a chemical imbalance. But the thing that most people don't understand is that depression is a treatable medical condition, and the success rate for treating depression is very high, something like 80%.
Did you know where to go to for help?
That is a frustration in our community. I think parents don't know. And help is hard to find. And one of the things the Grant Halliburton Foundation is doing is developing an online database of resources in North Texas for children, teens, and young adults. We feel like there are good resources out there, but over and over we hear from other families, I don't know where to turn. It's not like you can ask your next door neighbor for a good pediatrician. Mm-hmm. It's just hard to talk about this or find people or know people who may be going through the same thing with their teens.
How careful do you have to be in approaching your child about getting him or her or them help to begin with?
Teenagers are very sensitive about not fitting in or feeling out of step with the world. So you want to approach that with compassion. But as a parent, or even as a teacher or a trusted adult in a young person's life, just to open that door gently and say, I know that you seem not to be doing things you enjoy. I've not seen you going out with your friends as much as you used to, or your grades tell me that something's on your mind. Do you want to talk to me about it? Now, with a teenager, the first answer is likely to be
no, nothing.
But just with a little more probing and drawing out, if a person is hurting inside, they're really dying for someone to make it okay to talk about it and to get that off their chest.